Good morning. Here's a little bit of Thomas Merton to start your day that feels incredibly topical. And I think it's important to keep in mind that this was written in the late 50s, early 60s. The real violence exerted by propaganda is this: by means of apparent truth and apparent reason, it induces us to surrender our freedom and self-possession. It predetermines to us certain conclusions and does so in such a way that we imagine that we are fully free in reaching them by our own judgment and our own thought. Propaganda makes up our minds for us, but in such a way that it leaves us the sense of pride and satisfaction of men who have made up their own minds. And in the last analysis, propaganda achieves this effect because we want it to. This is one of the few real pleasures left to modern man. This illusion that he is thinking for himself when, in fact, someone else is doing his thinking for him. And this someone else is not a personal authority, the great mind of a general thinker. It is the mass mind, the general they, the anonymous whole. One is left, therefore, not only with the sense that one has thought things out for himself, but that he has also reached the correct answer without difficulty. The answer which is shown to be correct because it is the answer of everybody. Since it is at once my answer and the answer of everybody, how should I resist it? And there's some morning Thomas Merton for you that, oh my goodness, reminds me of anti-vax and MAGA and Jewish space lasers and everything in between. I hope you remember that you are indeed part of the resistance, and that, to quote one of my favorite journalists, on a long enough timeline, we win. No matter where you find yourselves this morning, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, please remember that you are so very loved. I hope that your Saturday unfolds gently and gives you some type of peace or comfort, whatever you might need today. Again, I love you so much. Please take good care of yourself. Bye.